morning. Good morning. I'll actually pass around, but I printed out the obituary of Rabbi Ephraim Oshri, this tshuva we saw while we were waiting in Slomniki. And today, I just want to look just at the question, though I gave you more than that, and I gave you the Hebrew and the English this time, because they were translated the question and conclusion of each of the responsa in his sefer, meaning they didn't give you all the lumbus and the Korah behind it, but they published it as responsa from the Holocaust by Ephraim Oshri, and I printed out his obituary in the New York Times, which was actually quite interesting. I'll pass that around. Okay. What I wanted to focus on was three questions that have to do with tefillin. There's actually one or two more in his shirt, but it shows the concerns of the Jews while dealing with German oppression. But because I gave you the English each time, I'm going to read it, but I'm not going to translate, though I will occasionally summarize. So feel free to follow along in either the Hebrew or the English. The first question is about a boy who is 12 years old. And he doesn't think he's going to make it to 13 years old because they're constantly killing off all the children. And therefore, he is from and wants the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. And so he asks, can I, as a 12-year-old, put on tefillin? So let's start with the question. כשהיינו בעמק הבכה בגי הריגה נכח לדעת שכל עיקר כוונת הגרמנים ארורים ימחשמם הייתה למחות מאיתנו את סלם אלוקים להראות לפני העולם כולו שיהודים אינם בכלל המין האנושי ובהם עוד נדמו שכל שופך דמם ינקה ואין עליו חטא. כדי להקל עליהם אין עובדה השמר והכלייה הן התעצמו להכניס לתוך ליבו כלי הגטו יושי חושך לצל מוות רוח רואים ויהיו של דרכי אצל הכלואים, כל רגע של תוחלת תקווה, הצללה כדי שיהיו כצון לטבח יובל. So the Germans really wanted to make us less than human and make us feel absolutely no hope. לזאת קיבלתי על עצמי לעזור כגבר חלצי, לחזק רוח לנקאים ונשברים, ולחבש עצמתם, לודדם, למצם, להפיח בהם זיק של ביטחון, שהשם אלוקי ישראל ישוב מאחרון אפו, וקולנו ישמע ויחון, ולא יצאנו ביד אויבינו, למחות את שמנו מן השמיים, יביט ויראה ויעשה חסד עמנו בלי אחר ישועתנו ודו נפשנו. So therefore I decided to do something to uplift everybody and strengthen the Torah, and maybe Hashem will see our Mesirah Nefesh and do something to help us. Ergati lezot tiferet bachurim. So I created a group of learning for young boys. Vasafti bachurei chamei gedolim uktanim kedei lelamdam bina vedat Torah v'yir Torah. So I taught them all. Lintov v'nocham chayolam lasim libam avatov yirato lasur etzanol avdo b'levav shalem. Uvein talmidei tiferet bachurim alalu hitztayin na'achar echad mimishpachat Shereshevsky. This boy named Shereshevsky. Shebekamno shesamsar b'chol mo'odo v'nafsho l'lmod ha'torah l'arot sh'adayin lo yigil ha'mitzvot b'chol zot haya chidur ahava v'yira k'zakein. ורגיל היה מדקדק מצו כגדול שהגיע לכל שנותיו. והנה אז, so this boy was proper and firm like beyond his years. והנה אז נשאלתי מבן יקיר זה, מותר לו להקדים מצוות הנחת תפילין, אף על פי שעדיין לא הגיע לגיל של י"ג השנה, שהרי מי יודע מה ילד יום כשהצרות מתחדשים עלינו לבקרם והגרמנים אכזריים, שאנו נתנועים ביודם הלא שופכים את כל הפעם וחמתם מיוחם על ידי ישראל מדי פעם בפעם כידוע. So he knew that the Germans were constantly doing things to children, to kill children. ואם כן, מי יודע אם יזכה להגיע לגיל של י"ג שנה ולקיים מצווה גדולה זו של הנחת תפילין. So he didn't know if he's going to live till 13 and have the schut of putting on tefillin. כי שמא נגזר עליה שיצווה בקינדר אקשן, שהגרמנים הארורים ימח שמה מעבירים לעתים קרובות לזאת איז רצונו להקדים בקיום מצווה גדולה זו כל זמן שעדיין נמצא בחיים למרות שעדיין לא הגיע לגיל של י"ג שנה. So as long as I live, I would like to put on tefillin. And he writes, כששמעתי מילד שעשועים זה דבר שאלתו Nazlu einai dmaot. My eyes started tearing. V'marti b'libi et divrei akina shekonen Yirmiyahu anavi b'shato. Mi yitein roshi mayim ve'eni mekor dima v'efkei yomam v'layla et chalev arami. Ki ala mot b'chaloneinu bar menotein l'achrit olel michutz b'acharim mirachovot. Halavai, I should just be completely tears to cry over such a question. And in his answer, he goes through the whole sugya of what age you're supposed to start wearing tefillin, and he points out that indeed there is a minhag to begin wearing your tefillin 2 or 3 months beforehand, says the Rama, in whose shul we're standing. And therefore, he says that such a precedent does exist, and he's allowed to do it. So he concludes, "Achein asiti lachol maaseh she'areiti lo shemutar laniach tefillin." Who I told him he can. If he looks around the room and he's the 10th Jew, they shouldn't look at him and assume he was bar mitzvah because he's wearing tefillin. He has to inform them. Now, what doesn't exist in the English translation, which is something you have to be careful when you use an English translation, is this ending. Turned out his heart was a prophet. Indeed, he did not make it to 13. So indeed, in turn true, but he told this boy he could wear tefillin, and this boy indeed wore tefillin for whatever amount of time at age 12 until his death. Okay, let's move to the second question. Second question involves a patient who was sick in a hospital. Now I'm going to read you the description of the hospital because it's important to understand what was going on also with the question. But he was asked, they assumed that the Germans were going, when a person died in the hospital, they assumed it was because that person had some kind of disease, and under the premise of not wanting the disease to spread, they would burn all his belongings that were there with him in the hospital. And this person who was sick in the hospital wanted to be able to put on tefillin. So he was asked, can I send a pair of tefillin to this person in the hospital if it means when this person would likely die, his tefillin would be burnt with him? Can I put the tefillin in a situation where they can end up burnt? Again, I gave you the English, and I'm just going to read the description in the question. Shela. B'kovat kos hatrala shekluei agetu chrechu l'shtol nintzot atuma, the cup of poison we all had a drink, the Nazis were cruelest. I mean, I think he constantly refers to them as the cruelest regarding different groups each time he's dealing with it. But here he's saying they're the cruelest towards the sick people and weak people. Yotze Yerech HaMalek, Am Retzach Vasho, Lo Yadu, Sava, Bahamitam, Alvole Yaakov, Kherpao, Bizor, Gzera, Nachzirot. They knew no bounds in their hatred. Batviam Nare, Nachli, Demaot, Vedam, and Shirita, Pleita, Shecharvam, Hamitapech, Pleita, Velo, Sheyachla, Dayin, Mashkit, Oyen, Zel, Lo Amar, Dai, Betalu, Bekli, Ageto, Chomine, Talot, Shekashela, Alot, Ademion. They didn't have enough with everything they were doing to all the people in the ghetto, and you can't even imagine. Lo nitnior, nitnu l'teor l'tzior. Elohu tichnein tochnit satanim miuchedet. Shemitavkida haya l'chatzit zik tikva davka bilibo racholim batoshishim shekimat amru noash l'chayim barotam ki yafsalem tochelet v'tikva v'en lahem mazor trufa. They came up with a cruel plan to give a glint or a glimmer of hope to those who had none, who were sick and weak and had no hope. Dafka bahem ifiach atzorer ratzon chayim b'tikvat shavim בטוחים שהנה עוד מעט ישובו להתענם הודות לעזרה רפואית הניתן להם בבתי חולים מיוחדת שבה נתק לי זאת. So they built this little hospital to give them a little, oh, we're going to make you better. ברות השעה עצמה שחק אויב בילו, בליבו, בידו כי כל עיקר תוכנית זו היא רשת פרושה לרגלים לנו. Nobody was fooled. Everybody knew that they were giving this hospital as part of their cruel plans. They weren't all of a sudden being nice to the sick and weak. כי דווקא בעת גיבור עליהם תקווה לחיים, כי חשבו שאכן עכשיו הונח לנו וישתנו קרבה, דווקא בעת הזאת יהפוך ידו להרוס את בתי החולים הללו, לשפוך כאיש חמתו על בתי החולים הללו עם החולים יחד. Don't be fooled. They're going to take out their anger on the hospital and on the patients. להרוס, לגדה בחורי אף, להרוג ולהחריט בזם אפו, להשליט ולבלוע חמות בתי החולים הללו על החולים אשר בהם. והנה, so they built this ghetto. I'm going to skip the paragraph and get to his question. היות שבבית החולים הזה נמצא בחור חולה אחר שהוא בעל תשובה, there was one boy in this hospital who was a בעל תשובה. והגרמנים לאחר שקטעו את רגלו הימנית, they cut off his right leg, הכניסו לבית חולים זה. They put him in the hospital. על מנת שישוב להתענו לאחר הניתוח, to recuperate after his quote-unquote operation. רצונו של בחור זה לשפוך את שיחו לפני קונו בכל יום תאמין, חי נפשו בשאלתו שישלחו לו לבית החולים, זוג של תפילין למען יוכל להתפלל בהם כמצווה עליו בתורתנו. He wanted the opportunity to daven with tefillin. אכן מכיוון שיצא כל קלה דלא פסק, שגרמנים נוהגים שבאים אחד מהחולים מבריב, יוצא מבין החולים, הם לוקחים ממנו את חפציו האישיים וצורפים אותו באש. Even if he survives, I said before, even if he dies, even if he survives and leaves the hospital, his items, his belongings can't leave the hospital, because even if he may have gotten better, they may still be contaminated and they would burn them. ונשאלתי מותר לשלוח לבחור הזה התפילין. Can I send him a pair of tefillin? שרי בהם יתרפא, הגרמנים ישרפו אותם יחד עם שאר חפציו, ואם כן בזה שאנו שולחים לו את התפילין, הבי כאילו אנו גורמים לשריפתם. And in this one he answers that it was just a rumor. They didn't have any substantiated information that this was true, and therefore he was matir this boy to send a pair of tefillin to this boy. And in the end, I'm just going to read the ending. He says, "Vine biyom gimel tishrei tafshim bet beit shegermanim aronim otziyot zamam lefol aros adikito akatan as sarfu ba'ish gamet abeit acholim hazeh sheimekimu al kol acholim sheyunim tzibo." They just burnt down the hospital with all the patients inside. Ha chayot v'arofim, with all the nurses and doctors, including the doctor who he sent the tefillin with to the boy. Abeit acholim hazeh nasfu az kishishim nefesh yudim, another 60. Gam a doctor Davidowitz Hanal, the one who he sent the tefillin with. Gam a bachor sheilav nishalchu tefillin Hashem yikom damam. He, the boy who asked for the tefillin, he was also killed in this fire. And he says actually the tefillin were saved because the boy realized something was going to happen and he gave it to some guy to save, and that person actually snuck out and wasn't part of those who were burnt down. Let's go to the last question. This one's much shorter. This question was about another example of Mesirat Nefesh for Tefillin. Midarkam shel rotzchim arurim yumach shemam. One of the things they would do, hayala uvil et hayudim shehayu nifasim la'avodat kfiyah. They would take these Jews to forced labor. Bishum laila ofnei olar shachar. They would take them before it was light outside, la'avodat kfiyah. Kach shelo yitalem efsharu la'aniach tefillin lifnei lechtam la'avodah. They didn't have a chance to put on tefillin. And again, you have the English there on the next page. They would work them really hard until late at night. So, there was never a chance for them to wear tefillin. As soon as it turned light, they would secretly, while marching or working, slip on their tefillin. They found one guy putting on tefillin while walking, besides her beating him and doing all the things that they did to punish him. They weren't satisfied with their cruel punishment till they carved a cross into his makom hanachas tefillin. Kach she'i afshar ayalo legalod et yadol l'shem anachat tefillin mibli shiru aroim את אות הקלון הזה שזידם הרורים חרטו על בשרו. So that if he put on his tefillin, everybody would be able to see a cross on his arm. ונשאלתי אם מותר לו לשים רטייה על עוד קלון זה להניח תפילין אגבי רטייה כדי שיחשבו הרואים שיש לו מכה לכיבורת במקום אנחנו תפילין אם יש בזה משום חציצה. He was asked whether it was a chatzitza to cover his tefillin, and you see in the answer that he said if you really need to you could cover it up with something thin, etc., but best that he should put on tefillin at home where nobody would see it, and that would be the better solution. And I wanted to conclude because these with one line in a Gemara, because these three stories inspired me regarding tefillin. Because sometimes I know about myself, and I've been told by others similar idea that sometimes we put on tefillin begrudgingly or lazily because we are davening in order to be able to eat, and we're not always in the mood. And here was real mesiras nefesh for tefillin. This was a 12-year-old boy who was going to die, and his concern was, I'm going to die without having put on tefillin. This was a person in a hospital, and he said, I want to daven to Hashem with my tefillin. This was a person who was putting on tefillin and was with Mesiras Nefesh while being doing forced labor and was punished for it, and now wants to continue to put on tefillin and doesn't want to see the cross of the punishment that the Nazis gave him. This was real Mesiras Nefesh with tefillin. So there's an interesting Gemara, Brachos Dav Vav, which discusses tefillin, and it discusses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol wears tefillin as well. And actually those who are into Jewish music and heard the Hath concerts, A.B. Rottenberg once composed a song about this Gemara and had Yaakov Shweki sing it at one of the Hath concerts. But so you may know it from there. But if not, I'll tell it to you, or from learning Gemara Brachot, but if not, I'll tell it to you now. He says, the Gemara says, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin, and has a certain pasuk where it derives it. So the Gemara asks, okay, I know what Am Yisrael wears in their tefillin. Shema Yisrael, Vaya, etc. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wear in his tefillin? So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wear in his tefillin? He says, the pasuk says, ומי כעמך ישראל גוי אחד בארץ. Okay, אתה אחד ושמך אחד, ומי כעמך ישראל גוי אחד בארץ. Who is like your nation Israel? Hashem gets nachas from us putting on tefillin, from our mesira nefesh for tefillin. He gets nachas from Am Yisrael in general for our mesira nefesh for mitzvot. And therefore, Hashem's response is to put on a pair of tefillin with ומי כעמך ישראל גוי אחד בארץ. So let it be a schut for all these kedoshim who we read about in these tshuvot, all these kedoshim that we've heard about all week long, that maybe let's put on our tefillin with a little more zrizut in the future.